Back for the second hour of Tell the Band to Go Home. Couple of great live performers coming in next week, and it's always good to have folks live in the studio. These guys were through earlier in the year for an interesting session on Steel Belted Radio, and it was kind of funny, actually. We're going to play a song that was so good, absolutely brilliant. Back when school was in session, we had a show on after Steel Belted Radio called From the Floor, and occasionally there'd be a live rock band on at 8 o'clock. But the problem with that was they would come in at like 7:15 and set up and start playing, you know, to get everything worked out. And sometimes, like when these guys were in, they try to play at the same time as my guests are trying to play, and they're often louder. So this song was so brilliant, but in the whole thing you can hear American Flame Whip kind of playing in the background, which is terrible, but I don't know. Maybe we'll get them to redo it next week when they come. Of course, we're talking about Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh. They're coming back through town for a couple of shows next weekend. Saturday, the 1st, they're playing at Times Changed. And then next Sunday, the 2nd, they're playing at Candor. And we love Candor, so we'll go down to that and see that for sure. But they'll be down here next Sunday to tell us about it. So we'll play something from Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh. We'll start off with something from their album, The Bourbon Sessions. This is the kickoff track. Hopefully this isn't going to happen at the Times Change next Saturday, but you never know. Blood on the Hardwood Floor from Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Like coffee stains, there was something big coming round the bend. Well, the manholes, they all screamed and hit something in the air. Smelled like piss, this whole town's going up, come to me. And the hot boys were drinking hard liquor, and the band was playing something rock and roll. And everyone was dancing all around the bar. And he don't get paid enough. All it took was a sideways glance, and I knew everything in advance, that all his troubles were still yet to come. Outside there was thunder, there was lightning, as the rain of rats and hogs starts to pour. You could hear beer bottles smashing on the other side of the bar, and there's blood on the hardwood. Can't climb out, whistling a tune in the pouring rain, using
cars is wild and canes. You know she ain't never coming back again. Oh, my sweet Chanel. Oh, my sweet Chanel. Got me leading to a new kind of hell. With you dancing through my mind and a blade for the long nights. Oh, my sweet Chanel. In thorns, bride wears a halo and the groom has horns. He ain't been living since she walked out, not just getting up and walking around. In his pocket he fingers the wedding rings. If it'll grant him a wish to bring her back again. Yesterday's news said she found another man. Oh, my sweet Chanel. Oh, my sweet Chanel. Got me leading to a new kind of hell. With you dancing through my mind and a blade for the long nights. Oh, my sweet Chanel. Always causes bluff. He don't feel down when he can't stand up. And God can't hear behind the gates of hell. And heaven lies in the arms of sweet Chanel. Now lay me down to sleep. Give him my heart, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, then I'll die to dream of my sweet Chanel. Oh, my sweet Chanel. Got me leading to a new kind of hell. With you dancing through my mind and a blade for the long nights. Oh, my sweet Chanel.
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 Gashtown off the first record. I was walking around Vancouver. I was unsure of what I was about to find. Had a room at a Canby hostel, and I was just kind of killing some time. When I hear this lonesome sound coming from down the street, where there's this old man picking an old guitar. He's got a case opened at his feet. Long white hair beneath an old cap and a long white beard. And he's playing some John Prine song for everyone to hear. Well, I lean up against the wall and I hold on to his every word. Then he starts playing this mining song that I'd never heard. Called The Dark as a Dungeon. It's enough to make you weep when you hear it played by an old man on a street corner of Gastown on an old guitar with nylon strings. Fella walks by, pitches a penny that lands outside the old man's case. And he stops the song before it's through and he says, "Sir, let me tell you just one thing. I'm down on my luck. Ain't got no roof over my head. But I'm an artist, not a beggar. This is the only gig I could get." As he placed a penny back in the man's hand, he said, "Keep your charity. If you're still feeling giving later on, you go see them guanos down the street." Thank you. face gets all red and he starts walking down the street. And that old fella with the guitar, well, he turns and he says to me, son, I've never had the finer things, but you know I'm doing all that I love. And that makes me free as the rich down here and all them birds flying up above. Then he goes back into that old mining song. Never missed a beat. The hair stood up on the back of my neck when he began to sing. Whenever I'm playing in a bar someplace where the crowd can talk louder than I can sing, I just think about an old man standing on a street corner in Gastown, picking an old guitar with nylon strings.
If you're there from Brock Zeman and Dan Walsh, they'll be here next Sunday live in the studio. That last one was by request for Amanda over at Candor, who phoned us for that one, and unfortunately it got a little noisy. I don't know how well you can make it out there in the recording. It actually sounded better than I thought, but you can hear American Flame Whip in the background. But before that, a couple from the CDs. No American Flame Whip on there. We heard something from Brock Zeman and the Dirty Hands with Chanel from their album Welcome Home, Ivy Jane. And from the latest, the Bourbon Sessions, Zeman and Walsh, we heard Blood on the Hardwood Floor. And since we're beating the heck out of new releases, this is not on Busted Flat Records, unfortunately, but a new big label release. And I don't know, this lady, I think now she's going to get a bad reputation. She was terrific before, and we all thought she was cool, but now she's been discovered by Faith Hill, which is unfortunate, because now everybody's going to think that she sucks, because, you know, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw suck. She's been on Oprah and is loved by Faith Hill. That's a kiss of death, but she's pretty fantastic. Her name is Lori McKenna. She's got a new record called Unglamorous, and it's pretty darn good. It features, actually, we're going to play a song right now that features the mighty, mighty Buddy Miller on background vocals. And if you got Buddy Miller on your record, it's got to be good. So let's hear something from Lori McKenna's album Unglamorous. This is her and Buddy Miller, How to Survive Until the Band Go Home.
Knock those pictures right off the wall. I slam the bathroom door so hard it doesn't close right at all. Last week we broke my mother's favorite serving plate. All just casualties of love that's lost its way. You and I, baby, don't even know how to fight. We don't know nothing about nothing except how to survive.
How come we keep this TV up so loud? We're so afraid of that we keep drowning out. Well, this is not the life that we deserve. And talking might make it better, but what if it makes it worse?
About nothing. except how to survive. Before you met me, I was a fairy, a princess. I caught frogs and called them prince and made myself a queen. And before you knew me, I traveled round the world. And I slept in castles and fell in love. I was taught to dream. I found minis, bottles, and poked holes on top to capture Tinkerbell. And they were just fireflies to the untrained eye, but I could always tell. 'Cause I believe in fairy tales and dreamers dream. Before you met me, I was a fairy princess. caught frogs and called them prince and made myself a queen. And before you knew me, I traveled round the world. And I slept in castles and fell in love because I was taught to dream. Depths of the deep blue sea, there's a blue as me, where a quiet symphony plays for the lonely. I could just let it all go, sink down to the world below, where I don't breathe, but I don't know, 'cause I'm breathless. But I don't care, I'll find that boy anywhere. I'll walk the land, fly the air and tread water.
That is a great song, New Country Reputation or Not, which I hope doesn't happen, but that's Laurie McKenna from the album Bittertown with Poor, and what a great song that is. Before that, from an album called Pieces of Me, a song called Fireflies. I think that's the song that Faith Hill first heard and fell in love with, and I think Faith Hill's record is even called Fireflies or something like that, but just to prove that it's still a good song, we played it there. And something from the new record from Laurie McKenna, Unglamorous with How to Survive. And I don't know, you can give her all the grief you want. She's pretty darn good, I think, and hopefully you do too. A guy you just can't argue with, this guy being fantastic. I mean, if you try, I'll sock you in the nose or something, because everybody knows this guy's fantastic by now, I think, especially if you've seen him or met him. This is probably one of the nicest guys I've ever met. The last time he played here, after the show, you know, people waited around to get their CDs signed and stuff. And sometimes people, you know, sometimes there's the extreme, like Guy Clark, who didn't even look at me when he signed his CD. He just snatched it out of my hand and signed it. But then there's this guy who had a personal conversation with every single person who wanted to meet him. He gave every single person a hug, was like the nicest guy I think I've ever met. He's got a brand new record, and it's fantastic, and we'll play you something from that after a short break.